Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, today we are going to harness our power, and we're going to really harness it because you are an amazingly powerful being. And one of the gifts that you were born with, know it or not, is quantum clairvoyance. We're talking about going way beyond the normal or quote unquote traditional definitions of that. And we have a lot to share and we want to jump right into it. We also want to remind you, of course, we're live and our phone lines are open. And of course, if you want to get in the queue, you can dial 888-627-6008. But before we begin, we've had so many of you writing to us. And remember, you can send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And a couple of people wrote us last week with some comments on last week's show and some sharings. And we wanted to just kind of open up with those. So the first thing we wanted to share was, if you remember in last week's show, we had a lovely listener from Brisbane, Australia, Brandon, who had written in about his concern about some blood clots and the spiritual aspects and what was happening there. And we received the most beautiful letter from Claire out of Belfast, Ireland. And Claire has given us permission to share this. And she says, had to comment on Brandon from Brisbane's blood clot experience. I had the same experience 18 months ago, and it was such a shock as I have a very healthy lifestyle with daily spiritual practices, etc. And I knew immediately what it was as I had had clots 15 years before, and I really thought I had left all that behind me. I went to the emergency room who confirmed the diagnosis and, of course, wanted me to take medication for life, which I decided not to do, and the doctors thought this was reckless. I was terrified, but my intuition was so strong about this. I went home, couldn't sleep, meditated all night, and have never experienced anything as powerful as I did that night come through me. Synchronicities as to what alternative things I could do and take. And in her case, she did DMSO, natokinase, magnetic lead racks. And her response is, the clots were gone quickly, and it was a very empowering experience. I did feel, because they were on my left side, that the experience was to do with my goddess energy awakening, and your comments to Brandon confirmed that. It was also a reminder for me that I had gotten way too caught up in service again and needed to just be and receive. I needed to get back in touch with my inner guidance. I hope Brandon recovers quickly and finds the blessing for him in this, which will, with all doubt, be revealed to him with time. Thank you so much, Sri and Kira, for the joy you bring to all of us listeners. I am so glad I discovered you. Love and blessings, Claire from Belfast, Ireland. Well, Claire, thank you. Thank you for your sharing and truly for offering such a wonderful process that you went through and for having so many other people be able to share that.
And also we want to acknowledge and celebrate your success. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes we have a physical condition that will stimulate us to shift in some fashion. I've met many middle-aged men who have had a heart attack or even surgery. And while they did pursue conventional treatment, it was through that treatment and the recuperation that they reconnected more deeply with themselves. So we're not here to say you have to approach it one way or another, meaning allopathic or homeopathic, etc. What we are suggesting is you must listen inward. And that's what Claire's letter demonstrates, is she listened inward. And as you listen inward, trust that guidance and let the deepening process continue.
And, you know, I love opening up with Claire's mail because she's really saying, I trusted my clairvoyance. I trusted my intuition. And yet she encountered what so many of us encounter when we're trusting our intuition, which is that little nagging voice, usually from the outside world. Like, was it any surprise that her doctors thought she was making a reckless decision? We must, as beings of divine spirit, arrive at the moment where we can trust ourselves without doubt. And until we do, we kind of block our own way. You know, one of the things that just shared with Sri and I, or we just finished, was this past Saturday. Well, just yesterday. I guess it was just yesterday.
That would be Saturday.
We just wrapped up our incredible journey into the Inner Radical Passionate Action Program. And we have been receiving so many comments from people about how their lives changed so dramatically. And we're going to be releasing that as a home study program this coming week. So we really encourage you, get on board. This is a moment of support. And this process really offered incredible life-changing support.
Absolutely. You know, when is the right time to move forward? It's when you say, I'm ready. And sometimes we need a little support from others to kind of awaken our motivation. Other times we need a little support from others to cultivate our willingness.
Absolutely.
To really say, okay, I'm going to do this. And when we see that others are successful, when we discover that priceless place inside that is truly connected to our essential self, when we have that connection ignited, everything starts falling into place.
You know, it really does. And one of the other things that we wanted to share was we also received a beautiful, beautiful photo and email from another one of our most amazing listeners, Patty Martin. And I want to read Patty's email. It says, Hi, Sri and Kira. I have passed by these trees 1,000 times. They are on my neighborhood path. And I always say, quote, these are my Sri and Kira trees. They are a perfect symbol of how I look at you both, separate beings, but growing together in such perfect harmony and complementing each other beautifully. Just wanted to share. Many blessings, Patty Martin. Well, Patty, you brought tears to our eyes. That picture of those trees is so beautiful that we've actually got it posted up on our Facebook. And, you know, for those of you guys that don't know, we do have a Facebook. Just open up your Facebook account and type in Sri and Kira and it'll take you there. And we've got so much information there. We've got monthly practices, videos, daily practices, you know, sign up for our newsletter, pictures, like the amazing picture Patty sent us. So we sincerely invite you to like our page so you can kind of get these notifications and enjoy in our family, because we love you so much. And Patty, thank you. Thank you for letting us hear from you. And we love hearing from all of you, because I know it's a broken record, but we truly have the most amazing listeners on the planet.
Well, your feedback, it warms our hearts and helps us keep going. So thank you so much.
It's such a blessing. It really is. And, you know, as we mentioned last week, we get so many questions on the email, as well as those of you that are holding live. And our goal is to reach as many of you every week as we can. But to remember that you can always send us a question to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. So Sri, let's talk about quantum space. I really want to talk about quantum clairvoyance and how we can, you know, get out of that doubting and move into the knowing.
Well, that's truly a powerful destination. You know, it's no secret that our scientists, in fact, since the early 19th century, physicists have been searching for that unified field. And they discovered along the way that there are an infinite number of alternate universes.
Now, you know, that was a big thing, because when you're sending out looking for the unified field, all of a sudden you have these scientists going, wait a minute. There's parallel universes. This isn't just a woo-woo thing. This really happens.
And so even Albert Einstein acknowledged the possibility of other Earths existing in parallel universes.
Gotta love that.
He was a pretty sharp guy.
He was.
And his theory further acknowledges that humans from other realities might appear to be as human beings on our Earth, only with varying levels of consciousness.
Yeah, you know, that's fascinating, because you look at, okay, there was a real renaissance of metaphysical awareness and consciousness awakening in the early 1900s.
Absolutely, yeah. That was the time of, you know, the Theosophical Society, and there were trans mediums and the Saint Germain IM books.
So much
was going on at that turn of the century, just as there's been a reawakening in consciousness here in the last 20 years.
It's kind of interesting that you have the early 1900s, the early part of this millennial time.
Yeah.
So it's really a fascinating, it's like we have this opportunity to reboot, to keep going.
But the quantum field, you know, we're not here to offer you a scientific explanation. We are here to ignite your willingness to explore the possibility that there is a web of connection that's beyond the physical, that's beyond anything that is really tied to Earth, yet has a reflection of Earth.
Well, you know, Sri, even though we're not here to talk about the scientific aspects of it, the reality is that today's leading quantum physicists agree with Einstein. It's no longer like it was a theory. It's like, okay, we get it. We agree. We've done enough. You know, look at how far we've come. Look at how much we're discovering that, you know, it's getting to the point where telepathy is going to finally be recognized as a natural state of being.
Yes. Yeah. And there's been lots of experiments done on that have demonstrated it. And then the quantum physicists have done all kinds of experiments on living tissue or animals where they separate a mother cat from a daughter cat and the two are in communication. Same with people. There's all kinds of stuff out there and plenty of people writing about it. The thing that we want to stress with you is if you learn how to access that space, call it, that field, then time folds and your future becomes more of a trusted continuum than an uncertainty. So consider for a moment, quantum clairvoyance is our term for this level of communication into the quantum field, this connection into the quantum field.
Because remember, you can go in there. You have the right to go in there.
Absolutely. It's part of who you are. And whether you've been intuitively gifted since birth or you're brand new right now saying, I'm going to cultivate my intuition, my clairvoyance, the power of quantum clairvoyance can indeed take you to an ultimate level of clarity, prosperity, and connection.
You know, and it does that because you free yourself from that planetary thought body. Now, we've been talking a lot about the planetary thought body of our planet right now. We talked a lot about this during our Inner Radical program, that what's happening is that when you have this sloughing, right, just consider it. It's like consider it sticky, sloughy energy. So when you have this sticky, sloughy energy that's coming off and it's wrapped in fear, then that forms the planetary thought body. And if you stay attached to just the energy of this third dimensional experience, what do you think is feeding you that planetary thought body?
You know, it's as if all of those coarser emotions, such as anger and fear and greed and all of that kind of stuff, they're like they have little Velcro edges.
Indeed.
The moment that you get something going on in your life that triggers you in some fashion, the Velcro from the thought body of this planet will attach itself to you and amplify your discomfort. So consider that for a moment. We're meant to be like the little puppy that you stepped on his tail and it goes, ow, and then the next moment it moves on. It forgets about it. But instead, we don't forget about it because everything is exaggerated. Everything is amplified and judgment and righteousness come in. And so everyone is working through these issues of how to maintain a state of harmony, of peace, of being in joy, while also having your experience.
And the gift is that I strongly suspect that if you're listening to our show, you already have a fairly evolved intuitive filter, or you're waking up to that fact. And because that's it, it's a fact. How we evolve our intuitive filter, how we apply our spiritual discernment, how we bring in the wisdom of our spiritual maturity, all affects the layers of doubt that we need to peel away. You know, oftentimes people say to me, Kira, how do I trust myself? How do I know the answers I'm hearing are correct? How do I know that this is right? How do I know this? How do I know that? Well, those are really valuable questions. They're very valuable. And one of the ways that you can understand yourself better as far as how do I know that this is the correct information is to release the doubt and go deeper. And this is where the quantum field comes in, because you can affect a pendulum, right? You guys know that. Somebody can sit there, hold a pendulum, and if you have strong enough energy and strong enough will, you can actually affect the outcome of a pendulum.
Absolutely.
And that's why so many people doubt their answers, because they're holding what the answer they want to be so much that they're actually manipulating their own response because they're working in the realm of density. Now, before you say, hey, Kira, remember, I'm not saying that's true about all dowsing. As a matter of fact, I even teach a dowsing class, but it's ascended dowsing and how to douse and know that you're getting clear answers. And I will share you one of the little secrets. One of the little secrets for that, my loves, is something as simple as take a good old-fashioned needle and thread, you know, yes, the ones that you would sew a shirt with, Take a needle and thread, make sure that thread's about 4 inches long, and then hold it over your non-dominant hand. So if you are right-handed, hold it over your left wrist. If you're left-handed, hold it over your right wrist. And hold the hand flat. You might even want to put it on a table. And hold that needle and thread over your wrist and let it just naturally start realigning itself before you begin doing any dowsing. Because what it does is it helps get the energy field back into a balanced state to help you transcend the third dimensional energies. Will it open the quantum field? No. But what it will do is set you on the path to receive more accurate information. And this is at the level of the earthbound. We're going to be talking a lot in the second half of the show about how to enter the quantum field and actually go in there and pull out answers for anything at any time. But it all begins with resolving your doubt or lack of self-trust that you have the ability to do this. And by clearing your energy field, it's a great way to start.
Absolutely, because each and every one of us has been given the divine connection and the capacity to live the life that we were born to live.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that happens along the way that interferes with that is allowed to enter because of fear, fear in your tissues, fear in your psychology, or limiting beliefs that interfere with the natural flow of who you really are and what you're meant to be doing, or a self-imposed purgatory called doubt. And that self-imposed purgatory, when we doubt ourselves, what we're doing is we're saying, I can't accept my power. I'm unwilling to trust myself. Now, it's certainly normal when something new comes into your awareness that you might want to back check it. You might want to say, is that right? Am I really sure here? That's a little different than the deeper anxiety of self-doubt. Yet, it is the threshold that will take you to doubt. So it's important that each of us have some form of a practice or technique that will help us build our confidence and trust in our own intuitive capacity. And that's the purpose of today's topic of quantum clairvoyance. You know, the other thing I want to share on this topic before we move to the phone lines is everybody has the ability to connect to information that is, let's just say, not linear. One of the problems in doing intuitive work is indeed the planetary thought body and the zone of astral energy that is right there. We call it the fourth dimension. It's the next step of out of body. And in the fourth dimension are the disincarnates, the ghosts, the spirits, and also a lot of spirit guides. So when we are doing our intuitive work, it's really important, if you want the ultimate clarity, that we go through that zone, that we go into the quantum field, not the distorted field that surrounds this planet.
And that is such a powerful, powerful discernment. You know, as we grow, as we invite in the opportunity to become ever more rich in our connection to our own divine clairvoyance, it's really like exercise. You know, you dip in, you dip out, you dip in, you dip out. But the key is to keep going because everyone has this ability, and that's the blessing. Now, you know, Sheree, speaking of everyone, we have all these beautiful people hanging on the phone. We have all these questions that were sent to us via email. So why don't we say hello to some of our amazing listeners?
All righty. Let's just start with line one, and we'll say hi to Sonia from the Bay Area.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you two? Thank you for taking my call.
We're delighted to take your call. Thank you for being here. How can we serve you today?
I wanted to ask you something that happened to me in August of 2014 and get your insight on it and perhaps get a reading on what's to come. I was charged by a bunch of crystals that were sitting next to my bed. I was electrically charged with blue light for a matter of hours and hours, and I kept trying to move, and I didn't really understand what was happening. I didn't know. I asked people, they didn't really get it, and it was as if I was plugged into some sort of a socket of energy, and my frequency changed after that point, And this was in 2014. And then last year, about a year ago, I had a massive awakening after a neck injury, which I really think was my kundalini that rise. So it's just something I can't describe. It was amazing. It was, I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing. As you were sharing, I saw these beautiful light beings, very, very tall, very crystalline looking, beautiful blue eyes, like gorgeous blue eyes, very fluid, not quite formed, but not formless, just very a fluid energy. And they're all standing around you and they're saying, we are waiting for you, that they are, you, yes, you received a download, you received, it's funny, they're giggling and saying download and an upload. It was like an attunement, and that your vibrational level needed a couple years for this attunement to adjust itself. And that everything else that's been happening in your life since then has been part of this adjustment. They're saying that this August is going to be the moment of the divine expansion. These beings are part of your soul family. They know you, you know them. It's very, very crystalline, very, very beautiful. They're saying that you could begin by writing to them, and you could write to them either by sitting down and literally just start writing and saying, I am ready to receive the information. Or you can just sit in meditation and ask to connect with them. But the greater reason that they wanted you to connect with us today was, and I love that you're calling on a day as we're talking about connecting with our quantum intuition and our quantum clairvoyance, is to connect with them. They wanted me to give you the description.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really feel I wake up feeling blessed every day. I really feel amazing.
Yes.
And
yes. And they love you.
Help
they
others.
Love you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. I will do that. Namaste.
Yoo-hoo! All right. Namaste.
Well, lovely. And you know, it's wonderful when we have experiences that are beyond doubt.
Well, and that's a quantum experience.
Absolutely.
You know, that's really a quantum experience. Just like little teaser, guys, right now, Sri and I are in the midst of a 30-day juice fast. And this is one of the very few things we're actually showing up for is our show every week. And we're also very blessed that we happen to have the Piedra de Corazon back here at Terra Nostra. And I'm just smiling that our first caller was asking about a crystal communion, because we have been in the midst of some extremely powerful crystal communions. We're videoing some of them, visible, tangible energies on the video. And we're going to be sharing all of that coming up soon with all of you. But to be honest with you, we're still integrating. So I'm not surprised
Absolutely.
It took Sonia a couple of years.
No. Every especially significant events or energy shifts can take time to fully integrate. You know, time is such an illusion. You may say, okay, I had my experience. Let's get on with it. However, there is a synchronicity, not just for you, but for those that you have relations or contracts with.
Absolutely.
And sometimes there, it's important that we don't rush the flow. That is, there may be people we're meant to meet. There may be tasks or situations we're meant to be present for. And we need to trust the divine flow.
Absolutely.
As it's revealed in our lives.
And when we have these out-of-worldly experiences, and I've had a lot of emails come in for some of you with things like this too, that's when you have the moment to recognize you're touching into the quantum field. You're touching into quantum space. And to relax into that and invite, as Sonia did, she invited in the connection. And when we do that, we ignite even greater capacity to trust ourselves, release our doubt. And you know, Sri, let's ignite another one of our beautiful callers.
Absolutely. We're going to head to North Carolina and on line two, say hi to Mary.
Well, namaste, Mary. Are you snowed in?
Hey, yes, I actually am.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though. So it's truly been a blessing of purification and, you know, symbolic in so many different ways. So I'm loving it.
Right on.
Yeah. So I'm calling in because kind of like what Sri was sharing, there has been something new that has come forward for me. And I know he was saying, you know, there's a difference between checking in before you start going into doubt. Something that's transpired with me basically has been really being reconnected with Mother Spirit and balancing out a lot of the energies within me that, you know, needed to be cleared and cleansed. And last week before it snowed, I had a really deep purge of just, I mean, I was in the shower. I couldn't even get up. I was on all fours, you know, all fours, hands and knees, and just like bawling, crying from the depths of my soul. And it was so much relief. After I got out, I did, you know, sacred ceremony, and I laid on the bed, and I just, you know, I asked Mother God to just show me what needed to come forward. And I'm kind of confused about it. I don't know what to take of it. There was a huge, beautiful, it was like a male presence that came forward, very golden. And there was kind of like this portal in front of me. And at first it was just darkness, and it was vastness, and everything was open. And there was, at the very center, there was this huge light, kind of like a silence. And I didn't understand, but it was like this being held me, and I felt like it was, I've been trying to figure out whether I'm an omni soul or whether I am a union soul, or because I've started to feel this presence around me more and more. And Mother God pretty much was showing me, I don't know how to explain it, it was kind of like these two burst from her, but it was kind of like what you guys showed before on a video, as far as like the Vesica Pisces. It was like one, but it split into two, and I didn't know if she was just showing me something from way back a long time ago. Was she showing me how my soul was birthed? I'm just kind of I don't know what to think of it, but it was so
well.
Deep,
but I
wanted, so,
I hear you. And so I'm not interrupting you. I'm flowing with you. And so much has been coming in while you've been sharing. And so I want to share it because you know me, I'll forget it. Mary, first and foremost, Angel, you were rebirthed. You're in a complete rebirthing. Now, here's the thing to recognize. And of course you would be down on your all fours saying thank you, because the entire planet right now is in this profound retrograde energy, and you chose to be rebirthed, reawakened, renewed, restored, re-energized during this. The blessing that you are being given right now, everything around you is screaming union, partnership. I thought you were going to tell me a new partner came into my life. I was halfway waiting for you to tell me that, because that's how powerful this energy is. You are an omni, my angel. You really are. However, omnis do very, very well with other of the soul groups, because omnis have such strong connection to spirit. And so the gift that you're being given right now, and I love, love, love that you called and got in today while we're talking about this, is to absolutely dive into the quantum clairvoyance of your own self and to celebrate this message with trust, joy, and delight. They're saying those are the words around you right now, trust, joy, and delight, that the release has renewed you, that the rebirth has restored you, and that the imminent future, and they're saying imminent future, is now yours to dive into. And so it is, Mary. Welcome to a new world, honey, because you brought it in.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I love you.
We love you too, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. You know, we're going to take a little station break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into more about quantum clairvoyance. We're going to take more calls and have a lot of fun. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And we want to remind you that today we are exploring your quantum clairvoyance. You know, quantum clairvoyance is indeed a unique approach to cultivating one's natural capacity to connect beyond the linear reality. So often we get hypnotized by life's, let's just say, left brain world of the outer world.
And there's a lot of left brain world of the outer world.
And we kind of lose touch with our innate capacity. One of the things that I, as a male body, and is it took me a long time to get over that rational kind of basis, that sense of the show me, prove it to me, the science brain. And it's not that I needed to get over it. I just needed to make space for the rest of reality. You know, there's nothing wrong with being competent in analysis or competent in any form of skill that you've developed. The key is, are you open to growth? Are you open to more? And when we talk about clairvoyance or dowsing, there is indeed a difference between intuition and quantum clairvoyance. Part of this is a little tough to describe in the context of the radio show, but I want to just offer you this. Have you ever had the experience of being in a deep meditation and have come back to your waking reality with a sense of reassurance, peace, and a sense of, I know what's next? That's what I'm talking about. If you've had that experience, then you go, okay, I get it. Now, the next step is, how about the capacity to enter that state of being at will? Anytime you want to be able to enter the quantum field with a question or with simply the desire to be renewed. Because in fact, beloved ones, your DNA, your crystalline DNA, is actually a whole lot more cosmic than it is earthly.
Well, that's so true. And you know, that's one of the experiences we're talking about, is that when we ignite our cosmic energy, when we ignite that presence, and you can do that in meditation, you can do it by reciting the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. When we ignite, then what we do is we invite. To ignite is to invite in connection, to invite in this grand, beautiful, really supportive energy that comes in through the universe, through our heart. But until we ignite our heart, our brain's in charge. And when our brain is in charge, our brain says, wait a minute, what is about this intuition? Or let me doubt that, or let me not look at that, or this quantum thing is just a whole bunch of whatever. You know, a few years ago, it was more than a few years ago now, I hate to admit, we were very, very blessed. She and I were very, very blessed. We were on a journey in Guatemala, and we were at a hotel, actually, and we were out on Lake Atitlan, and we were in this little hotel, and we had this beautiful room overlooking, and all of a sudden, Sri got really, really sick. I mean, really, really sick. So sick that he almost went into what looked like a, I'm not going to say a coma, but he was really sick. And
I was burning up with fever.
He was totally burning up with fever. And what happened, the last thing I remember is kind of being preoccupied with the fact that my husband was really sick. But 48 hours later, I kid you not, guys, 48 hours later, I wake up, so to speak, out of what must have been like a trance-like situation, and there was this set of cards in front of me, and they were written out of my little journal, and one of the last memories I had was to go get Sri's beard trimming scissors, and I remember getting his beard trimming scissors. I remember cutting these papers before. I don't remember much else, but when I came back, everything was there, including this eightfold quantum revelation and these amazing cards of clarity that have been out on the planet now. And the cards of clarity are so, I call them freakishly accurate, because they came in through a stream of consciousness that was cosmic and quantum. And then the other piece that they offered was this whole ability called the Eightfold Quantum Revelation, how to literally take yourself into the quantum field. Now, this is not a promotion for the Cards of Clarity or the Quantum Clairvoyance Program, which you can learn about at our website. If you want to go learn about it, just go to shrinkhero.com, home study, and look at the Quantum Clairvoyance Program. What it is an opportunity to recognize that had I doubted, had I said no, had I not allowed myself to surrender, had I been so preoccupied with the fact that Sri was obviously holding open the container with his fever, none of that would have happened. Because we get to a moment where what is our trust in the universal energy that's flowing through us? Now, the way that it flows through Sri and I is certainly unique to Sri and I, as it is unique to the way it flows through you. And it was a very powerful journey. It was a very, very powerful journey.
You know, I remember so clearly waking up when my fever broke and Kira pointing to those little pieces of paper that were cut in rectangles.
It freaked me out.
And, you know, I had this, my first reaction as I was coming back into waking consciousness was, oh, okay, so you've been playing with paper dolls. Well, I've been.
And we both had no idea how long it had been. I mean, we had no idea, none.
And I say that a little tongue in cheek because in the moment I connected with the cards, I began to reconnect with that quantum field. And the reality is that the cards of clarity that were gifted through Kira in that moment offer an opportunity to confirm or expand one's sense and trust in the divine flow.
Yeah. You know, it's true because when we first connect with the quantum field, right, when you really learn how to dive into it, and we're going to give you some tips on that, but in all honesty, to really learn it, you need to take the Quantum Clairvoyance Program. But when we first awaken to the quantum field, when we first go there, honestly, it's like a vacation in heaven. You go into the quantum field, you feel the freedom of the planetary thought body of the third dimension, and everything starts making sense because you've transcended the mind and you've allowed yourself to be guided into your quantum experience where everything makes sense. And I've been blessed and blessed and blessed to witness so many people and get so many people who send me emails and tell me, oh my gosh, you know, I've never had a more profound experience in my life. You know, I have people that say things like, you know, I say yes, yes, and more yeses. Yesterday and today, I just sat with the Eightfold Quantum Revelation and the profound cards of clarity. Amazing, the clarity, the energy. It felt like a clarity festival, and I can stay here the rest of my life. And that was from a gal in New Mexico named Shirley. And we have so many of these because the reality is that we are the ones that hold ourselves back. And we are the ones that can set ourselves free.
And so speaking of free, why don't we are free to take another call and to have some more interaction?
Well, let's do that because we have these amazing people calling in today with such amazing things. So let's go to line number 3 and say hi to Anne in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Hi there.
Or are we saying hi to Nancy in California? We have 2 line 3s up on our screen.
Anne in New Hope.
Hi, Anne in New Hope. Namaste. You know, I used to go to New Hope when I was a kid. I love New Hope, Pennsylvania.
It's beautiful here.
It really is. Is the tower still there where everybody climbs up?
Bowman's Tower?
Yeah.
It is. You can't climb up it anymore, though.
Well, that tells you
thank you for answering my call. I just feel so touched and sparkly. I'm giggly.
Well, how can we serve you today?
Oh, I would love a mini soul reading.
And we would love to offer you that gift. Thank you for calling. So I want to invite you to please bring your hands to your heart and to just relax and just take a deep breath. And as we connect with each other right now, the energy that's coming in around you is the word expansion. Everything around you is about expansion, expansion, expansion. It's like you've been, I don't want to say in a holding pattern, but everything is trying to expand right now. And because of that, that could feel a little, I don't want to use the word, they're telling me tipsy-turvy, topsy-turvy, but as you are expanding right now, there is an opportunity in front of you that, it's so funny, they keep showing me spirals, and they're showing me all types of sacred geometric forms, and they're saying that you're in this moment of being able to expand and shift into a process that you have been looking at for a while. And now is the time to do it. You also have, it's fascinating, you have like this cosmic, I was going to say Merkaba, but it's more like a flower of life energy that's very, very strong around you. And it would be good for you to kind of dive more into that.
I finished a painting of the Merkaba with a woman inside, and she's I'd say a woman of all races. I finished that painting last night and put it out there on Facebook. I was leery of sharing it, and I did. So when you said that,
Wow. Well, yes. Then I would say keep sharing. Keep sharing. It's, you know, because everything about you right now is expansion. So keep sharing. Keep putting it out there, because the world is ready for you, my love. They really are, and I'm confident that's why they had me say that.
Oh, yay.
Yay, indeed. Well, thank you for the gift of connecting with you today, Anne, and keep sharing. Expand.
Thank you for the gifts you give us. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, and thank you, beloved one. Namaste. You know, Shri, we have other callers holding, but we also have some people that we had promised to answer some questions for.
Well, let's honor them for writing.
Emailed their questions in. So this is a question from a listener named Sarah. Hello, Shri and Kira. I've been listening to your radio shows and following your videos for the last 4 years, and I love them and get so much information. Thank you so much for everything you do. Oh, thank you, Sarah. I can't call into your show, but was wondering if I could receive a mini soul reading. For the last 4 years, I have been making many life changes. I went through a divorce, changed careers, traveled to Kerala, India, traveled to Europe, and plan to return again this summer. I am now contemplating moving to Los Angeles. I am a single mom to a beautiful six-year-old boy. I am also trying my best to heal a long-standing emotional issue I've had with my mother. My mom and I have never had a positive relationship, and at age 40, I'm really wanting to be free of the hurt and resentment that I've carried for so many years. I've also not dated anyone since my divorce and would love to be open to love again. I know I've mentioned a lot, and any guidance you could offer would be greatly appreciated. Thank you and namaste, Sarah. Well, Sarah, first of all, thank you and namaste for sharing such a truly beautiful gift with us. You know, as I connect with you, what's so fascinating for you is the number four. And I just find that very fascinating. You've been, for the 4 years, you've been making life changes. You're currently 40, which is the four paired with the infinite. The zero is the infinite possibilities. And so this is actually a very powerful moment for you and the perfect moment. As far as where you go from here and how you're going to go from here, what I keep hearing is, remember that we guide our destiny through the recognition and remembrance of what we agreed to before we were born. And I also want to share that, and I want to share this also for a lot of other people who have been writing in asking about children, and in particular with you as well, Sarah. Remember that we choose our parents. We all choose our parents. We know what we're getting into before we're born. And that goes for whether or not we're dealing with a relationship with a parent that we're having a hard time shifting, or whether or not we're dealing with a young child that we're having a hard time interfacing with. The reality is that you chose this experience with your mother, and this is the year for you to free yourself from it. The hurt, the resentment, are ready to be transmuted into, thank you for playing your role so perfectly, because now I am free. And this is your year of being free. You are ready to love again. You are safe to love again. The move to LA is awesome for you. I totally encourage you to take it. And thank you for trusting us with your question and your heart, Sarah. We love you dearly. Namaste.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, Kira, we have some first-time callers standing by.
All right.
And I'd love to get some space for them. So why don't we head to line 4 and say hi to Pat from New Jersey.
Namaste, beloved Pat. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I welcome your answering my call. I guess I'd ask for a mini soul reading. I feel like I'm going through tremendous integration. I connect with Mother Earth every day, send gold loving light to her. And, you know, I just feel like I'm releasing major, multidimensional traumas in the past or whatever is coming up. And it's been quite a journey this week. Besides the snow I'm under in New Jersey. But
yeah. How are you doing there right now? You have electric, I guess.
Yes, we do. I'm grateful for that. And I was guided to, you know, I was meant to not work this weekend except Friday night. I'm a med tech. And so they're clearing our parking. They're doing a good job. Yeah. So I have the rest of the week going to get warmer, and I'll be able to go back next weekend to work. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, Pat, first of all, thank you for calling. I'm really honored to connect with you. And I just want to share with you that your life right now is in the midst of, you know, it's so funny. It's like everyone today has been having the same uniformly beautiful moment. You're at a moment where they're telling me everything is going to get organized. And that's the word they want me to use for you. That it's like you're organizing everything in your life right now to support yourself in a manner that you have been really wanting to call forward. When I gaze at your energy field right now, I see I just see this, it's funny, it's like a circle, and it's a circle where it's like you're standing in the middle, and it's like, okay, that's done, that's done, that's done, that's done, that's done, and
yes.
Everything around you is supporting that right now.
Good, that's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and it's important for you to recognize that the serendipitous events that are happening for you right now are inviting you to go deeper. You're going deep, but you have the ability to go even deeper, and you're ready. You're on the threshold, is the word they're using, of a very profound interaction. And that's all they want me to say. So I would encourage you, lots more breath, lots more relaxing, continue what you're doing and prepare, because you're, like I said, it's all being organized to take you to the next level.
I'm so thrilled to hear that. I mean, I needed to hear this, and I had it. My ex and my son called me, came out and dug out my car and cleaned. I mean, it was a blessing. I had 3 feet of snow against my door in the apartment, and it was like a blessing that they came out to help me clear that out so I could get out.
Absolutely. Everything's being aligned for you, my love, so I'm so grateful we got to connect today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
Namaste. You know, Sri, I want to go. We have another person that had written us, and I want to make sure we squeeze her in today. And this email is from Angelina. And again, you can always send us emails to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Hello, Sri and Kira, and thank you for all of your wisdom. I have been on the conscious path of self-ascension for about 6 years. Last year, I finally had the physical experience of the soul dropping down into the lower chakras. It was quite profound, and since that time, all manner of healing and regeneration has been taking place in my lower half, including the birth of my twin boys last month. Woohoo! Congratulations. Since then, I'm feeling a bit discouraged, as I can recall the experience mentally and remember myself that way, but the larger full integration seems to be taking so long, and I'm weary. It's like I'm just idling, waiting to remember something very important that I know I've forgotten and can't move forward without. Practicing your tools and the mantra help, but for some reason I feel like my heart and thymus are open, but the crown has yet to explode. Any input? Thank you and many blessings, Angelina. Well, Angelina, first of all, congratulations, beloved one, on your beautiful twin boys. I'm so happy for you. I actually grew up with twin brothers, so I really can appreciate that energy. One of the things that I would like to share with you is that when I connect with you, I am very clearly seeing these incredible beings. I mean, they're like angel beings, but they have almost a multidimensional presence. Like they morph and they mutate into a lot of other things. You have not forgotten anything, and you're not idling. You're actually, the word they're giving me is baking. And so I'm going to offer you that word. You're actually right now taking everything that you've had And it's like you're birthing it. Just as you just went through a 9-month gestation with your children, you're gestating this information. Nothing has been lost. Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, what they're saying is often when it's in the times that we think we've lost it all, the most is happening. For you right now, you are really resonating with the number 2, which does not surprise you, I'm sure, as given the fact that you just had twins and everything that's going on. But February for you, the number 2 month of this year, is going to show you how all of this has been kind of percolating or baking and will resurrect again. The other thing they're saying is to relax, relax, relax. Don't be preoccupied. Relax into it. Allow it to come forward. Hey, trust your intuition. Trust your clairvoyance, because I'm sure that's why we're reading you this question today.
Oh, so beautiful indeed. You know, so often on in our life path, there are moments that you might call critical moments where something happens. And those moments are, let's just call them, they're like lightning bolts into our consciousness. And then time continues and we go, hey, what happened?
Exactly. And, you know, I think we've all been to that point where she's been, where we're like, wait a minute, I thought I was really doing well. And all of a sudden things seem like they're stalling. This is why connecting the quantum field is so important, because it frees you from the mental.
Absolutely. And if one thing I hope you can take away from our discussion today is that your spiritual practices are the gateway to that. They are indeed the stepping stones. And there is indeed a wonderful technique that will, as time proven, to take you into the quantum field. And we are delighted to share that with you in our class. We can't teach it over the lines right now because it's not that kind of a thing. However, we want to encourage you to trust your own intuition, your own heart, to take you where you want to go. And speaking of taking you where you want to go, we have another caller standing by on line 2. Let's say hi to Diane from New Jersey.
Well, namaste, Diane. Welcome to the show. I'm glad we could squeeze you in.
I'm very glad also. You have some wonderful YouTubes, and I'm watching them very regularly. I'm very thrilled when they come out and very happy with the content. I want to thank you for that.
You're most welcome, Angel. Thank you. I can hear you just fine, and thank you for your sharing.
I needed to find a way where I could inspire myself. I find a lot of inspiration, like through you and Sri, and there's some wonderful teachers out there, and I get very inspired. But I have a difficult time following through on what's really inspiring me, which is to finish a book that I started 10 years ago. I had a very mystical childhood, and the more I think about it, the more mystical I realized that it was, and I wanted to get that out to a wider audience instead of just holding it like within myself. I like to share that with the whole world.
All right. So, Diane,
I keep stopping and somehow having there's a feeling in my heart of some kind of a doubt, and I can't understand where it's coming from.
I'm going to jump in because we're going to run out of time, and I really want to honor and respect and offer you the feedback that's coming from your higher wisdom. The higher wisdom around you right now is saying it is time for you to put away the hurt. There was also a hurt, and that this hurt is what's subconsciously sabotaging you. It's creating a fear. It's not a doubt. It's actually creating a fear. And they're saying that it is time for you to sit down or lay down and to just flow the tears that need to flow. And as they do, feel the heart of the universe come in around you, wrap you with love, wrap you with support, and wrap you with incredible success. The inspiration is there for you, Angel. It truly is. And it's important for you to just allow this hurt and allow this fear to release. The minute you do that, it's like the floodgates of success and support come in all around you. And feel our love and support around you as well. I am so grateful we got to be able to speak with you before we ended the show today, because when you dive into that, you will release that and you will fly incredibly free. So, Diane, thank you for calling, Angel. We love you, and namaste.
And namaste. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And to all of our other callers that are holding, please call back again next week. And for those of you that we couldn't get to your emails today, hey, send them in. We'll get to those next week, as many as we can.
We'll keep going just as we invite you to keep going, because it's one step in front of the other, and goodness and grace are always with us.
You know, they really are. And beloved ones, remember that you have the power of the universe at your disposal. You have everything you need to live an incredible life. And we know that's true when we empower our passionate action.
So, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.